Derek James has also been discovering Suffolk ladies. He found a book about two extraordinary Suffolk sisters who turned heads wherever they went. Here is Matt Woodcock to tell us about the Zincason sisters.
We are fortunate in Norfolk and Suffolk to have had and still have some wonderful artists and great characters who have settled in these parts over so many years. Some are more famous than others, but there is always a story to be told about their life and their work. And now there is a magnificent new book just out about Doris and Anna Zincason, who spent their twilight years in rural Suffolk. The words and the fantastic collection of more than 200 images illustrating their work blend together well, making this an offering to treasure. Even if you've never heard of this couple, and I admit I hadn't, I'm sure you will love this book by Philip Kellaway, Emma Roodhouse, and Nicola Evans. The book celebrates the life of the talented and stylish artist sisters, Doris, 1897 to 1991, and Anna Zincason, 1901 to 1976, and the fact that Colchester and Ipswich Museum Service has recently bought a glamorous portrait to add to the Ipswich Borough collections. During their heyday of the 1920s through to the 1950s, the sisters were amongst the most prominent artists in the country and attracted attention across the world. The popular press adored them and their work. Anna cut her teeth with some designs for Wedgwood, while Doris designed costumes and sets for stage and film. Glamorous and impeccably dressed, the Zincason sisters turned heads wherever they went. Indeed, Doris and Anna were arbiters of taste, not merely slavish followers of fashion, writes Philip. Their opinions mattered, and the press dedicated considerable column inches to what they were up to, he says. The depth and quality of their work is quite overwhelming, from the horrors of the Belsen camp during the Second World War to posters advertising the cup final at Wembley. The more I read about Anna and Doris, the more I wanted to know. Although in later years each of the sisters sought a more quiet existence in rural Suffolk, a lifelong aura of drama continued to surround both of them to the end of their lives. Anna died following a brief illness in her mid-70s, and following her cremation at Ipswich, was interred in her husband's grave at the small church of St. Botolph in Borough. Doris, who lived until 1991 at Baddingham with her daughters, kept much of her sparkle and painted at her easel right up until a few days before she passed away. Undeniably, writes Philip, Doris's burial itself was a well-crafted piece of theatre, with perfectly groomed horses pulling her elaborate hearse. It was a no-expense-spared farewell, and the church was full to bursting. This was her final curtain call, and her burial appropriately resembled the backdrop to one of her numerous plays and films for which she had created designs. Emma Roodhouse, arts curator with the Colchester and Ipswich Museums, also contributes research projects for the East Anglian Traditional Arts Centre. She writes about the sisters and members of their families, also talented artists. In 2014, I curated an exhibition at Ipswich Art Gallery entitled Once Upon a Time, East Anglian Children's Book Illustrators. At the core of this exhibition was a large selection of work by Janet Johnston and her twin Anne Graham Johnston, says Emma. The exhibition research highlighted the considerable number of illustrations to have come out of the Ipswich Art School, and on finding out more about Janet and Anne's work, she came to learn more about the work of their mother Doris Zincason and their aunt Anna. And that led to Ipswich Museum being able to acquire the wonderful painting by Doris in the 1950s of the Mrs. Janet and Anne Graham Johnston and Miss Julia Heseltine. Julia, also a Suffolk artist, says in her foreword to the book, "It gives me such delight to realise the work of my mother, Anna, and that of her sister, my Auntie Dee, is so appreciated by a considerable number of people. That number will grow thanks to this book." The Art of Doris and Anna Zincason by Philip Kellaway, Emma Roodhouse and Nicola Evans is published by Unicorn in hardback at £30.
Thank you, Matt.